We are on Daf Lamed Omed Aleph by the Mishnah. Hamoitzi es tivnoi vekashoi l'rshus haram. Someone took out his tevin and kash l'rshus haram. This volume. And the purpose he brought it out l'rshus haram is that it should become fertilizer. So Rashi says, "Sheyirkevu hateven vakash," that they become rotten, "Vinasim zevel," and it becomes fertilizer, "Lizabel sodeis ukrona." "Bohuzak behem acher," and someone while walking in the Rishus Arabim became genizik, "Chayev beniskoi." So he's chayiv to pay for the hezek. V'chol ha'koydem bohen zocho. And now the Mishnah says another thing, another halacha, that if someone wants to take it for himself, he's permitted. Reuven put his tevin in kash in the Rishus Haram, and now Shimon wants to take it. Is v'chol ha'koydem behem zoch. Whoever makes a kinyan in this zevel is zoche. We'll see later as the sugya progresses, there was a knas that the chachamim concentrated. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, kol ha'mekalkalim b'rshus ha'rabim v'iziku chayom l'shalem. V'chol ha'koydem behem zoch. So Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying the same halacha that the Tanna Kamma said. So Rashi has two mahalchim to understand Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi, kol ha'mekalkalim b'rshus ha'rabim, Rav Shimon Gamliel shomei l'tamet Tanna Kamma, the loikonis elo shvoch. That means the reason, we'll see there was a knas. Chazal counseled the person for putting out tibnoi v'kashe l'shus haram. And the Tanna Kamma holds the knas was that the shvach that he is gaining through the hiluch l'shus haram, that means he put out tevin and kash, which was worth, let's say, $100. It was in the Rishus HaRabim for a few weeks, and now it became fertilizer, so now it's worth $150. So Chazal cancelled the person who put out the kash. So Rav Shimon Gamliel heard the Tanna Kamma held the knas was mugbul to the shvach. That means this extra $50 that it is now worth that he had gained through putting this in the Rishus HaRabim, this extra $50 Chazal cancelled him. So that means someone else can take it. And he has to give him $100 for the tevin kash, which originally was his. But the shvach of $50 belongs to the Maitse. And it seems that the reason this was done, this is a deterrent. Chazal did not want that one should put out the tevin and kash in the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, if he'll realize that all the profits he will reap from this, well, does not belong to him, belongs to the person who wants to be zoiche, so this is sufficient. That's, so they only cancel the shvach that was acquired through the hiluch Rishus HaRabim. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, shamei letani kamad lekonis ala shvoche, avol guf eloi, kediktoni bebraise bigmore. He said, no, they made a real big knas, that not only you will not gain from this, but you're going to lose. By putting it out to the Rishus HaRabim, you're going to lose. That's one mahalach in Rashi. Lishna achine, a second mahalach, kol ha-mekalkulin v'afilu oisin birshus. The second mahalach is that even though he has permission to put it out, there's also a din that kol ha-mekalk mishusam v'ziku chayovim l'shalom. He's chayiv to pay, even though he had rishus. Bafilo eisen birshus. We'll understand this better as we learn through the Gemara. Ha'ifech es ha'golo b'shus ha'rabim, b'huzik b'em acha chayiv b'niskay. You'd heard this Gemara before, ready that there was golo b'shus ha'rabim. The person was mahapach the golo, and to the hepech, he's kinder the golo, and he had an intent to be kinder the golo, even though the golo was there before. And he lifted it up, toich gimel tvochim min hakarke. So theoretically, or halachically, we should assume that the golo did not change the matzav that it was till now, because toich gimel I say lovut. So just like before it was Bashus HaRabim, before it was Mahapachet, so it still is in the same place. It's when he lifted it, was Teich Gimel, Afal Pikein, if he had an intent to be Koined. So now it becomes his, and he's Chayev to pay for the Hezekis. Zok the Gemara, Leime Masnisen Deloi Kerab Yehuda. So the Gemara said, L'chayre, the first bav of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. V'sanye, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, b'shas ha'itzoas zvolim, odom moitzi zivloi l'rishus haram. There are different zmanim. Shas ha'itzoas zvolim means b'moisak shomim. When the rishus haram, sai v'sai is mekulkul, it is one shtick mod. So then, he's permitted to be Maitzi Zevel. Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim is be Maitzi Chame, that the Rishus HaRabim is Yofi and Noah. Then Chazal did not permit a person to be Malachlech and Mekalko the Rishus HaRabim with Zvolim. The sign of Rabbi Yehuda Ima, Bishas Eitzos Volim, Oda Maitzi Zivloi the Rishus HaRabim. He can take out his zevel rishus harabim, v'tzayvroi kol shloishim yoyim, he can leave it there 30 days, k'day shiyei nishuf beragle odom beragle behime. That the purpose is that you have here a hiluch harabim of odom behime, so this will enhance that it should become more roi for fertilizer. Shall menas kein hinchel Yeshua esoretz. On this condition, Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael, that one should not taine that by putting Zevel on the Rishus HaRabim, he's Ololi Nozek or other tainis. No, Amenas came when Yeshua's Manchel Zoretz, it was given with the condition and understanding that people have the right to put out Zevel Mishas Eitzo as well. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? So it seems the Gemara understood that what Rabbi Yehuda says, Odom Meitzi Zivle L'Rishus HaRabim, is not only a heter to take out his evil, it's already a ptur and hazekus also. That's how the Makshin understood. And in the Mishnah it says, so the Gemara says, the Gemara understood, according to Rabbi Yehud, if there's a heter, you're potter also. So the Gemara says, no, a full time Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about you're permitted to do it. You're allowed to bring the Yosevu into the Rishus HaRabim, even though this can in many ways inconvenience the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. That you're allowed to do. That was Amanaskein Hinchli Yeshua Soritz. But if a Hezek occurs, Yeshua never patterned from his acres. So the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rishus is only a din in an hoge. You have a permit to do this, but it's not a poitel in his acres. If you are mazik, you are balabur, you have to pay. Frag the Gemara, was nan Rabbi Yehuda imer b'neir chaneke potter, Bibnei Shehu Bershus, Mo says, I have another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person put out a Ner Chanukah in the Rishus HaRabim, and he put it out in a height that's very dangerous, that you have walking in the Rishus HaRabim Gmalim which are carrying Tevin, which is very flammable, and he's putting out his Ner Chanukah in the Rishus HaRabim, and between you and me is endangering the Rishus HaRabim, is Potter, Mibnei Shu Bershus. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Rishus, when you get a permit, the permit is very inclusive. It's not only a permit to do what you're doing, but the permit means that if anything occurs, you also are not obligated to pay. So the Gemara says, my love, mishum rishus bezdin. So the Gemara says, loy mishum rishus mitzvah. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda, oime b'nei chaneke potter, b'nei shehu rishus mitzvah. Now, in order to understand what the Havamina was and what the Maskona was, there's a Muridika haflaw that says pshat, but before we see the haflaw, we have to see a Gemara and daf samach beis amid beis, and then we'll understand what the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara was. The Mishnah and daf samach beis amid beis, the top Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'nei chaneke potter, if a fire occurred because of the ner that was mibachutz, so if it was a ner chaneke, he's potter. Oma ravine mishmei derove, shma mino mid Rabbi Yehuda, ner chaneke mitzvah lanichoi b'sei chasor. The mitzvah of ner chaneke is it should be 10 tfochim, or less than 10 tfochim from the ground. So Memele, if he puts his Ner Chanukah there, it's very, although it's very possible that something will get caught on flame. And he says it's mutter, so Ner Chanukah potter, because the mitzvah, he says, Chazal wamata als mitzvah hadlok is ner chanukah, so I says, that's the mitzvah. The isal kedaitach lamaila meyasor, amayim rabiudin ner chanukah potter. Laimele, avalei lanuchi, lamaila megomel varoichvoi. Like this, if the mitzvah is not mechayiv teichasore, So theoretically, you can put the Ner Chanukah 15 amos from the ground, which is Lamaila, Migomo, Varoichboy. So what Shat Mivnei Sheyesh Loi Rishus? What do you mean? You do the mitzvah, so take precautions when you're doing the mitzvah. It's a raya that the mitzvah is Toich HaSoreh. And so therefore I want to do the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah properly is Toich HaSoreh, and that Chazal gave him Rishus to do the mitzvah, and therefore he's potter. Omri, so the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, like, it's not right. Loi lamei malach afilu lamei lamei asore. I'll tell you afilu lamei lamei asore. It's not chilek, lamata mei asore, lamei lamei asore. It's mutter, it's not chilek. Ay, my amrit, yiboy loch lanuchi lamei lamei gomel voroich voy. You're 100% right. Aber kiven de bemitzwe kaosi kula hai lo yafruchu rabo. He says, I'm more the kechidish. The chidish is that als the mitzvah alone, he could be mekayim the mitzvah 15 amas higher than the ground. It's the same hiddur than teich ten tfochim. So why did Chazal pater him? Because it's a besonder ptur, yoisik, in the mitzvah. So Chazal said, so you shouldn't have the tirdes to be worried how I should set it up. Yoisik in the mitzvah, so Chazal took away all restrictions, all zoning laws, like this is halachas. Well, to have a ner outside in the Rishus HaRabim, it's a danger. But it's the Isaac B'mitzvah, Chazal said, you have enough problems with the Yetzirah, we only make other obstacles in front of you. Isaac B'mitzvah, so Chazal patterned him from all chiyuv. So we have here a Havamina and a Maskola. The Havamina was that the kiyum ha-mitzvah kitikunoi is machayev him to make it toich yud. And that is why he's potter, because Chazal wanted he should mekayim the mitzvah kitikunoi. The Gemara says, no, the kiyum mitzvah kitikunoi could be done 15 amas from the ground, but there's a bezundere Chazal Le'atrachu, since he's osek b'mitzvah. Now let us see Rashi. Kol shloishim yoim rashoi lahanicham sham, he's permitted to leave it there. The zvola shamanas kem shlayu makpidim al kach, that people shouldn't be makpid. You have Eretz Yisrael, but there are certain conditions that people have a right to put zvolim, even though it's inconvenient. That's how the nachla was given. B'nei Chanukah poter, b'perek ha-koynes soin l'dir, d'ktoni gomor shoyeton pishton, maila mishum d'beshus bezn hiniach b'chutz, mishum persumei nise poter. Ochi Garcinin, so the Havamina of the Gemara was that Bezen gave him Rishus, Mishum Persumei Nise. Ochi Garcinin, Zayin, Rabbi Yudoy, Menei Chanukah Poter, Sumo says, no, Mibnei, Loi, Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. Kloima, Mishum Rishus Bezen, the Mitzvah Miftah. So we have to understand what was the shakla v'tarye. What the Gemara before, the Gemara learned b'shus bezn. So Rashi says mishum pirsum enise. So that's b'shus bezn because of the of pirsum enise. And then the Gemara answers, no, Det neishe hu rishus mitzvah, klayma mishum rishus bezn the mitzvah mifta. It's a different, it's no shaykhes to what we're speaking about. Zuktei leka aflo, zuktei aflo azoi. The Gemara da hava mina held that, like the hava mina and the Gemara da samach beis amet beis, that the mitzvah of pirsumei nisse is toichiot. That's the mitzvah. Just like, so Chazal permitted, like this, there's restrictions. You can't do whatever you want, Rishus Haram, to do the mitzvah ketikunai, to put it to you. Chazal gave him a permit. And the permit comes with a ptur. That means that's what the Gemara learned in the Hava Mina. That we gave you a permit, al t'mekayim, the mitzvah, you're permitted to make your ner Hanukkah, Toich Yud Tvachim, even though we have to understand, we're walking through a whole Rishus HaRabim, and every Yid tinted his Ner Chanuk and the Mahadrim, and they're all sitting in Toich Yud, and it's a shrek to walk through the Rishus HaRam. Chazal gave him Rishus, because to do the mitzvah. So the Gemara understood Zukta Haflo. So what's the difference, why they gave him rishus? Here they gave him rishus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Yehoshua gave people rishus in order they should have zevul, they should be able to fertilize their farms. It's leimala v'leimoyred, what the reason is for the rishus. But we see when one gets a permit to put something dangerous in the Rishus HaRabim, the permit comes with a Ptur Tashlumim. There's no difference why he's getting the permit. Here they gave him out the mitzvah. Here they gave him that the people should be able to have zevul to fertilize the land. But Bezin gave a permit, and the permit comes with a Ptur Yepotah Tepe. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. No. A permit comes, you have to watch it. It's on your achayis. A kaponim, you have to watch it for sure. It's on your achayis. The normal permit comes here with a responsibility. And let me tell you a big chiddush. Of the mitzvah alone, he could have made it 15 amos. So Memele, this hezek was not at all necessary. There was no necessity that this should occur. And they still patled. So why did they patel over here? Not this is a reason for the permit. You could have avoided his akis. Chazal said, Kivin the osik b'mitzvah lo yatrechu. So not this is a reason for the permit. There's no reason for it. Als reason you should make it 15 amos tall. No, this is a new thing. This is Bezin gave a Rishus. This is Rishus the mitzvah. This person is doing a mitzvah. So him we will not shepherd. He could have done that on a different life. And if he's osik be mitzvah, we're bending backwards for him, and we will not put any restrictions on him. So this is not a reason for doing it. There's no necessity to do what he did. He made it toich yud. There's no necessity for this. Chazal lo yatrichu. So fakel, this is different. That means by zevul, they gave him a permit to put zevul in the Rishus HaRam. But a permit comes, Taka, you need zevul, but if a hezek happens, you'll have to pay. Here, the mitzvah does not necessitate this. Your actions are not necessitated because of the mitzvah. You could have made a ner Chanukah l'mayla from 15 amis. The mitzvah does not, so this is not a reason. This is a new din of Loyat Rechu Rabbonah. Given the osik b'mitzvah leit rechu rabbonah. So that's why here there's a ptul. this admination, which is mitzvah, klaim yishim reshus bezden, the mitzvah, a reshus bezden, not because this is necessary, no, because since he's doing a mitzvah, tchuchu rabon, a mitzvah, that is a pointer. I will be shus bezden, the lab mitzvah, but if you'll have a reshus bezden, that I don't have this heter of loya trichu, so then it's, there are guidelines. You're permitted to do it, but if a hesek happens, you'll be mechuyev to pay. So shalom ayisur. So we're still saying the Mishnah can go according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda only said there's a permit to be mitzi zvolim b'shasei tzor zvolim, but this does not bring with it a ptur tashlumin. So the Mishnah can go, and Ner Chaneke is a meyuchad de kedin bishum rishus mitzvah. Toshma. So the Gemara asks further, kol eilu sha'amru mitorim lekalko bishus haram. We learned about Aise, all the things that one is permitted to be mekalko in the rishus haram. Imeziku chayovim leshalem. But if the mazik is mechuyev to pay, Rabbi Yehuda paiter, Rabbi Yehuda papas. Oh, so here you see claw. That what you tell me till now we only saw Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do. Here it says claw. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do it. It's proper. So now you see claw that our mission is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav Nachman Masnissen Shaloi Bishas Eitzois Volim Rav Yehuda. No, it's no raya. The Mishnah is speaking about when he did not have rishus to do it. Then he's raya. That Amoitzi Yestavni Vekashus Rav doesn't say Bishas Eitzois Volim. Then in Hizik is raya v'lishalim. Rav Yehuda holds if you have rishus to do it, then you put it to pay. What does Rashi say? Mutorim lekalkul, kugoin poiskin bivois begurfen mooris. So Rashi says this is a case we had before, that there is certain zman yemaisak shomim, one is permitted to empty the sewage pipes, take out the garbage, and put it into the reshus haram. So then, Rabbi Yehuda holds your pot. So Moses Nigakashe. So how does our Mishnah stem with Rabbi Yehuda? Now, I'd like to mention this Amir Dike, you say this to Kekashe from the Pnei Yeshua. It shall be Negeya Taisvis. It's Negeya, the Sugya before. Let's refresh our memory. We are speaking about Rabbi Yehuda. We learned on Daf Chof Tesamet Beis that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hamafker Nezokov La'acha Nefilas Pshiye is Chayiv, Hamafker Nezokov La'acha Nefilas Oynes is Potom. That was the maskon of the Gemara, that's how Rabbi Yochanan said pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That what Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hefke helps, is because he holds Niska La Peshaya, that's why Hefke helps. But if it was a Peshaya, then Hefke would not help. So we have guidelines. If he was a Kaire Boyer, because of anoyness, he's mafkeret, no problem whatsoever. This kaira boyer because of a pshi in his market. You made a boyer, so it's not yours. You make a boyer with shusham, it's also not yours. You chayev. These are our guidelines. Frek the pnei Yeshua, amoyre de kekash. He says, let's speak about Paiskim Bivaseya. Paiskim Bivaseya means that there was manim, they were permitted to open up their sewage pipes. Zukta Pnei Yeshua, now, when the water came out, he had no intent to, he just wanted to get rid of the water. So Memele, he was Ichamafke the water. So he says, so we have over here, he's permitted to put the water there. He doesn't want the water. State the Bereisa that he's potter. Abuda says he's potter. He's allowed to do it, and he, in his market, he wants to get rid of the water, says potter. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hamoitzi es tavnoi v'kashe l'shus haram l'zvolim. There is not mafkeret. I can't. He's putting it out in order, he wants to make fertilizer. So v'kert, he's putting it out that people in Bahamas should walk on it, that it should become fertilizer. So Mamela, there he wants it, there he's not mafkeret. Frekta pnei Yeshua, so he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara, the Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, by poiskin bivoiseyem your potter, and in the Mishnah it says, amoitzi istavnoi v'kasha shusarabim, lizvolim yuchayev, akasha. Frekta pnei Yeshua is a meridik achilik. Here he was mafkerit. He had the reshus to put it out. He was mafkerit. So mafkin is okav lach and the filas oynes is potter. So that's what you're potter. Here he's not mafkerit. So it's his boil. It's his mechuyev al tzbal abon. As I frekta pnei Yeshua akasha. And this kasha, the Nachlas David says, three terutzim. And three terutzim, pshat is that the first two are terutzim, and the third thing is he says that the kasha finds sich nishtom. It's not, the first thing are terutzim on the kasha, it's a kasha. I'll tell you, and the third thing, Nachlas David says, the kasha doesn't begin. So let us first say the first two terutzim. The first teretz he says that this beraisa that says kol elu shomu metolum lekalkul b'shus harabim. So Rashi says kigoin poiskin bivois. Rashi in Bob Metzia says hoitzos volim. Rashi says, this is a part of a lotion, kol elu shomu mutorim lekalkul b'shus harabim. So Rashi gives one marshal, kegoin poiskim bibeis. But it is also speaking about, Rashi says, the kegoin neitzos volim, the case of our Mishnah. So it is not only speaking about when he's mafkirit. It's speaking about a full when he's not mafkirit. That's one teretz. A second teretz, he says, the Gemara davovo medalef, when the Gemara speaks about poiskim bivoseyim, so the Gemara says, could be it's speaking about he was mafke, could be he wasn't mafke. So you see the Gemara that the afilu poiskim bivoseyim gufe is also, could be speaking about that he wasn't mafke the water. So it's mamish the same. So these are two terutzim. Kol Elu Sha'amru is also speaking about that he was not mafkir. So Mamela, we have a very good kash. Then the Nachlas David says, the kasha finds sich nishtom. He says, it's not that you have to say terutzim. He says, there's a difference between mafkir nizokov la'achan nefilas oynes. And mafkir nizokov la'acher nesines reshus. I have reshus to do it. He says as follows. If a person tripped, b'reshus harab, and it's not his fault, and the cab broke, and now there's
There's pieces of dangerous glass in the middle of Shus HaRabba, and he sees it, and he's marking it. So there, he was on Oynes in the Kriyas HaBor. He's marking it now. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds so. What do you want to be mechayiv him for? He's not responsible for making the bay, he was an Oynes. And he's marking it. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yepota. He says, but if a person knowingly, I have rishus, there's zoning laws, you're not allowed to put zvolim. Certain zmanim you're allowed to put zvolim. So I put it in the rishus harabim, but he says, I'm cold, I did it. I did it intentionally. No, of the zoning laws, I'm allowed to do it. He says, I'm zicher cold akay reboir. I'm zicher cold akay reboir. So if I'm called a koyre boyer and Rabbi Yochanan holds mavken the zok of lachen the filas pshia does not help. If you were a koyre boyer, hefka will not help. Here you also a koyre boyer. What's geit meron? You are mavkerit. You are a koyre boyer. You, in order to have a shame bala boyer, doesn't have to belong to you. I make a boyer bishus. You made a boyer bishus aram. So you have a permit from the zoning department. Fine, but you're a kaire boyer. Now that is, and Rabbi Yudah said over here, since you have rishus, you're potter. So on the mission, you also have rishus. There's no heter of hefker by rishus, because this is not similar to Nefilas Oynes. This is a Kriyas Haboyer. So therefore, Hefker should not help the situation. Unless you see from Rabbi Yehuda, that when you have a permit from Bezin, the permit includes up to pay for Teshlumei Nezok. This is what the Bnei Yeshua says. Now let us see Taisvitz. Afilu Taima Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the first Taisvis is going on the beginning of the Sugya. The beginning of the Sugya was the Gemara asked, does the Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you're permitted b'shasei tzoyis v'omar d'moitzi zivla l'roshu saram. Gemara held that that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you're chayiv, and here he says, you're permitted, so more understood your potter. Afilu taima Rabbi Yehuda, you're permitted, but if you're mazik, you're chayiv to pay. Ve'im taima. So, the way the Gemara held now, the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda are speaking about a case that he was permitted to do what he had done. And the Gemara is saying, Va'af al-Pikain, he's chayev. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Afilu Taimer Rabbi Yehuda, you're permitted, but you're chayev to pay. Vim Taimer, v'masnisen k'toni kol ha'koyde b'emzoch. So Taisvis says, how can you say that the Mishnah is speaking about a case you're permitted to do? They canceled him. They said whoever takes it can keep it. So Al Kochach, the Mishnah is speaking about that he's not permitted. So in Emerson, that was Rav Nachman's teretz. Omar Rav Nachman, that's the last line of the Sugya, Masnishin Shaloi B'Shasas, Eitzos Volam Rabbi. The Gemara came to this Al Kochach at the end of the Sugya. If you have permission, the more approved of you the old, you bought it to pay. The Mishnah speaking about it, he did it when he was not entitled to do it. That's the end of it. But the whole sugya, the Gemara understood, the Mishnah speaking about you have permission, and that's the whole problem. How can you learn such a pshat? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kol ha-koydim b'mzocho. So they canceled him. So if he has permission to do it, why did they cancel him? V'yeshloima d'chol ha'koydim b'em la'acha shloishim yoyim zoch. So Taisvah says, the Mishnah means he has permission for 30 days. It's a 30-day permit. You'll have to put it for 30 days. How much will be trampled in these 30 days? gewaltig. But after 30 days, you get it out of the Rosh Hashanah. So that what it says, in the Mishnah, that kol hakoydim b'mzocha means after 30 days. So now, let us learn the Mishnah Aleph. Hamoitzis tivnoi v'kashe l'shusarabim l'zvolim v'huzik behem acha chayiv v'niskoi in the 30 days. Because that's it, v'mois takashe l'aim emas nisim d'loik chem yudai. V'chol hakoydim b'mzocha after the 30 days. That's a Tosfos Lom Pshat in the Mishnah. Frekte Nachlas David in the Afloh. So why did the Gemara learn such a complicated Pshat in the Mishnah? And now we have a Kasha. From the end of the Mishnah, we see Klo that it's speaking about after 30 days. That's for sure. Because it says Kol HaKoydim B'mzocha. So let the Mishnah flow. Hamoitzi Estivne V'Kashel Shusaram L'Zvolim. And it was left there more than 30 days. That's HaKocher that's speaking about that. V'Huzik B'Macha Chayiv B'Niskoy. V'Chol HaKoydim. Then you Chayiv because you left it after 30 days. V'Chol HaKoydim B'mzocha. Why did the Gemara split the Mishnah without any Echech and have a whole Shakla V'Taya? The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yudavet. Learn the Mishnah portion. It's Zichar talking about after 30 days. So the Huzik is also after the 30 days. Azoi frekta nachlos tov and azoi frekta haflo. Now the haflo here says Amoyer de Keteretz. I would like to explain the Teretz. Zukta haflo as follows. Zukta haflo that after 30 days, kol hakoydim b'mzocha. So what does that mean, kol hakoydim b'mzocha? They were mafkil. They were mafkil, the tevel, and kol hakoydim b'mzocha, they were mafkil the tevel. Zukta haflo, if they were mafkil the tevel, so in the 30 days, he had the reshus to put it there. After the 30 days, it's hefkel la'achan nefilas oynes, so he shouldn't be potter for the hezek either. This is what the haflo answers. So l'chayre, this sounds like we had mentioned before the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua also wanted to compare, he made a boyer bershus. This should be equivalent to Hefkelach and Nefilas Oynes. We mentioned Nachlas David says there's a big difference between Oynes and Rishus. Oynes means I'm not called a Koyre Boyer, so if I'm Hafker it, I'm Potter. Rishus means I made it with a permit. So there could be, it's a Hefkelach Asiyas Aboyer that it doesn't help. But Tachsech Mir Daflo is saying something which the Nachlas David's taina does not apply to the Aflo. The Aflo is saying, if we will assume, afilu taima Rab Yehuda, if we will assume, that we're asking Akasha, could be the Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Yitake Potter in the 30 days. So when I put a boyer b'shus, a rabbin b'shus, it's a kriya that's not mechayiv me at all. If someone will be genizdiked in the 30 days, I'm Potter. So the kasha was, but that what it says, yechayiv means after the 30 days. This could be everyone will agree with the haflo that since when it was put down, not only did they have a right to put it there, but Chazal said in the 30 days, you're not a keire boyer whatsoever. If someone will begin nizik, you're not mechuyev to pay. So the whole avla is for leaving it there after the 30 days. Leaving it, I don't become a koyre boyer now, and as soon as it becomes after the 30 days, so Chazal will mafker it. So it comes out that there never was a Kriyas Bore. So here the Aflah says, so this is equivalent to Hefkel Ach and the Filas Oynes, that everyone will hold that you are Potter. So therefore, if the Mishnah says Imhuzik Bem Chayiv, it has to be in the 30 days. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, Leimah Masnisen, the Loike Rabbi Yehuda. That's Medadis Pshat in the Aflah. V'teimet. Lamaide salke deitach de masnissen bishasei zoes volum. The Gemara in the Havamina understood, that's the maskonis Gemara Rav Nachman, but the Gemara that is speaking about bishasei zoes volum. Tikshalei drab Shimon Gamliel ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tiktoni b'masnissen dechayiv l'shalom. Rav Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishneh, and he says, the Gemara learned the Mishnah speaking about B'sha'as Eitzor Hezbollah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel also says, Yechayev L'shalom Imhizik. U'babayis V'aliyah Tonah Rav Shimon Gamliel Lo'ima. There's a baraisa that says as follows. Af misakin melachtoi kol shloishim yoyim. There's a psalmur of the Kazakh. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if a person is a builder and he needs a large area to fix the building materials. He has stones and boards. He can't do it in his backyard. So he's allowed for 30 days to put everything in the Rishus HaRabim, and he's misaken, and then he cuts the boards in shape. It's the Rishus HaRabim is a convenient area, a convenient location where he can do his malacha. And then he makes the stones to be the correct size. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Af mesake malachte kol shloishim yoyim." V'dayik mina b'gmorah the svirelei that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds kamokim shenos lachachomim rishus lahoniyach behizik poter meloshalom. You put it to pay. So we have a Rav Shimon Gamliel and Bob Metzia that says a person has reshus 30 days to be misaken his building materials, and the Gemara is medayik from Rav Shimon Gamliel that you are put it to pay. Our Mishnah, the Gemara held is speaking about, till Rav Nachman the Leshu is speaking about also he has permission. And here Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Im Huzak Chayiv L'Shalom. So Taisvah says, so there's a stira the two Rav Shimon Gamliels, and the Gemara doesn't make an asik about it. All we're worried about is, does the Tanakhama go like Rebuda? Doesn't go like Rebuda? Finished. That's the whole pilpul in the Gemara. Frektach Taisvah, but the way you understand that the Mishnah is speaking about, that it was Bershus, so how do you understand Rav Shimon Gamliel? How do you understand Rav Shimon Gamliel? That's Taisvah's kash. So this kash is on the Havamina of the Gemara that understood that the Tanakhama is speaking about Bershus. So Mele Rav Shimon Gamliel is also speaking about Bershus. So there's a stir Rav Shimon Gamliel and Boba Kame to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Boba Metzi. Now, we had Rashi tried to explain what is the machloikis, what is Rav Shimon Gamliel moisif on the Tanakhama? So Rashi said, Lishnachine, kol amikalkum afilu oisin bershus. So according to Rashi, this is going according to Rav Nachman's teretz. The Tanakhama says, shaloi bershus, yochayiv. So Rav Shimon Gamliel afilu bershus. Your potter. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming. Afilo loyta maskones. Not only a havamin of the Gemara. It's a maskones a Gemara. The Tanakhama is speaking about shaloi b'shus yechayim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says afilo b'shus ye also chayim. And then we have a Rav Shimon Gamliel that says the Bob Matzif was b'shus your potter. V'rosh and achash apesh bekuntrush Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel poli gatanakhama. V'svilei d'afil aniach b'shus chayovim l'shale, kosh afil ofi ha-maskone. So afil according to the maskone, sa gemore, we don't have an eitz like this, the whole kash is, How could the Gemara have such a have? I mean, we have a steer of Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel. Taisa says, according to Rashi, that Shem Gamliel comes to be Maisa Bershus, you're also Chayiv. So this is all of the Emes, we have a steer of Shem Gamliel and Shem Gamliel. Veshema ein hainyonim shoven. So Taisa wants to say, Taisa does not tell us a clear cut explanation, but Taisvah says there are different inyonim of Rishus. That means we have here a permit that Bezin gave to be Maitzi Zvolim. This permit comes with obligations. You're allowed to do it, but if a hezek occurs, you are chayiv to pay. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is speaking about that you have a permit to be mesakim melachtoi. So these are different in Yonim. So maybe that permit came that if a hezek will occur, you also put it to pay. You can't be medame the two in yonim. V'shem o ein in yonim shovim. Avagav de bishmaitin da osam kailu ba di adodi. The Gemara Bav Metzi compares these two, but could be agamore held. You cannot compare them. Agav uche and Taisvis Kasha, I forgot to mention. The Gemara in the Havamina understood that the Mishnah is speaking about, he had the Rishus to put it in the Rishus Harab. So Taisa says, Takasha, so if he has Rishus, call a Kaida Memzoche. So Taisa says, speaking about Lachalamad, we split the Mishnah, that we spoke about that already. The Rosh, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says another Teretz. Call it, speaking about, no, don't say such a Pshetel, speaking about after Shloish, speaking about in Shloishim. What's called a koydem bemzoche? If it was mazik, then not only are you mechuyif to pay, but then whoever wants to take it can take it. That's what the Rosh says at Teretz on Taisvus Kasha. So now I would like to say a shtickle beer, the Nachlas David Muchitzich, I'm allowed to put it out. If I'm mazik, I'm mechuyif to pay. But I get a permit from Bezin. I ask Bezin, you allowed to put it out? Yeah, no shaila. If a hezek will happen, you have to pay. Fine, a hezek happened, I'm there ready, I give him the check already, I'm paying. Now someone else comes, ooh, a hezek happened, ooh, I'm taking it for myself. Good morning, what happened now? What right do you have to take it? I had a permit to put it there. Now, since someone broke his foot, now you can take it away. I'm paying him. So how does this work? So I would just want to say one vote. We had mentioned a moiradika machlokes between the levush and the sma. All these oitzos zvolim and oitzos kirkulim that you're allowed to do, are you mechuyev to stand there and watch it? The levush says, you're allowed to put it there, but you stand there. So according to the levush, it was amuyim dikezach, b'shas eitzos volum, could be the base medrash was empty, and you had there in the Rishus HaRabim, each one where he put his zevel, he was standing there, the people were sitting watching the Zvola. That's what the Labush says. The Sma says, no, and Chazal said, you'll have to put it there, you put it, but you don't have to stand there and watch it. You'll have to put, if you're not to stand there. So I just would want to say, according to the Labush, is Givaldikut. According to the Labush, when you got the permit, you're allowed to put it out in the Rishus HaRabim. You stand there. If a hezek happens, you'll pay. But if a hezek happens, so that means you're standing there, you were busy chaloming about something else. If a hezek happened, you weren't watching it properly. So then they count and you can take it away. So now the Rosh is Givaldikut. According to the Levush, the Rosh is Moiradik. That means that the permit came with a condition. You're allowed to put it there, you're allowed to put it, but you stand there, you watch it. So Memela, but the minute a hezek happened, so that shows that, you're not too trustworthy. So Memela, now we cancel you, now we'll take it away from you. So according to Lavush, it's gewaltig. According to the Sma, it's very difficult to understand. What did I do wrong? You told me a lot to put it out there. They have to stand there. Nah, go learn. So my mailer, but if hezek happens, you have to pay. Good, hezek happens, I'll pay. Now, if hezek happens, all of a sudden, you take it away from me. What was the schadish now? Masnishin shaloi b'shas eitzois volim b'rab Yehudi. Teime. Le'mishani hochi babayis faliyah. So what's the maskonis of our Gemara? Our Gemara, we have a whole shakl v'tai over here. The Gemara understood the Mishnah speaking about you're allowed to do it and you're chayiv to pay. Rabbi Yehuda says when you're allowed to do it, you're potter to pay. So the mother says, nah, the Mishnah is speaking about you're not allowed to do it. Shloi b'shas eitzois volim. Samei lo shalom al Yisrael. The Mishnah kinshim with Rabbi Yehuda, it's kabaldik. Teima, for a toisves, we have the same sugya in Bob Metzia. Le meshani hochi babayis valiya. Why didn't the Gemara think of this teres? The Ktoni, it says over there, the Mishnah says like this. Amoitzi zivle lo shusarabim. If a person is moitzi zivle lo shusarabim, Hamoitzi, moitzi, vamizabel, mizabel. So he takes it out, and someone who wants the zebel gathers it. Vim hizik, mishalem mashizik. For hezek happy, mechuiv to pay. Vikom abigmorem, masnisin the loike Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So why didn't the Gemara say that there it's speaking about Shaloi b'shas eitzos volim? So that's why he's mechuyev to pay. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about b'shas eitzos volim. Like our Gemara said, there the Gemara says, finished. The Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. B'shloima d'hosom ki yamid masnisne nami Shaloi b'shas eitzos volim. So Taisa says, over there, Afilu, you'll say that the Mishnah speaking about Shaloi B'Shas Eitzos Volim is also Asiyah D'Loik Rabbi Yehuda. The Shori Lohoitzi Almenas L'Zabel La'alta. Afilohochi Ketoni Shemishale Mashehizik Alme B'Dovo Shieshel Rishus Mishale Mashehizik. Period. Now, so Tosfos answers like this. Afilu, you'll say over there that it's speaking about Shaloi B'Shas Eitzos Volim, but the Mishnah says, Hamoitzi Zivloi L'Rishus HaRabim, Hamoitzi Moitzi V'Mizabel Mizabel, means as follows. There the Mishnah means that you have Zevel, it's Shaloi B'Shas Eitzos Volim, it's the Yemois HaChami, not a lot, but the Mishnah said, but you know what? If you get hold someone who needs the Zevel, so you make up with him, you're gonna put into the Rishus HaRabim, and he'll be there to take it. So Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Eitzos Volim, there's a heter to put it out, and Yeno should come and take it right away. So Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Eitzos Volim, there is such a heter. So Memela, and it says Vim Hizik Chayev. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a heter, I forget that was the case, I put it out, and he's supposed to come, and all of a sudden he got stuck in the traffic jam, and someone passed by and he was genizing, but I had a heter to put it out. I'm just putting it out that he should take it. Af al pi kein, I'm chayev. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos answers. Rabbi Yehuda mashmed the loy mishalem midakom hashamanas kain v'id miltoin behed yivin hizik mishalem mashe hizik. Now, the Masha explains The Gemara in the Havamina held that the Mishnah is speaking about Bushus Amoitse Estivnoi Vekashelushus Aram Behuzigbem Achachai. It's speaking about Bushus. So the Tana says, even though you have Rishus, you chayif. Leime mas nisen de loike Rabbi Yehuda, de sanye Rabbi Yehuda oime b'shas haitzo zvolom, odo moitzi zivle el Rishus Aram. Now, but let's, the Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have Rishus, you have Rishus. Fakert, let's go the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah says, ha moitzi moitzi va mezabel mezabel, means you have Rishus. And the Mishnah is Messiah Bim Huzak Mishala Mashezik. So there the Mishnah says you have Rishus, but if Hezek Akashim Bechuyif to pay. So Taisus had Akasha, so from that Mishnah you see clear that Rishus does not necessitate that you put it to pay. So what's the kasha? Leima mas nisen beloik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just said you have rishus. What was the makshin's first kasha? From that Mishnah you see klor, hamoitzi moitzi. But it says later, muzak chayim l'shalem. So memela, Rabbi Yehuda only said you'll have to take it out. But where did Rabbi Yehuda mention and you put it to pay? What was the makshin's kasha? So Taisva says, Tutarutzim. So Taisva says, the Loshim Rabbi Yehuda, Mashma, the Loimisham, the Komosh, Amanaskein Hinchil. Amanaskein Hinchil, it would seem this is a heter which includes Ptur Tashlumim. There's a Chedushe Haran, and Bab Metzia, he says, Yeshua Oyev Yisrael, and if he said you're allowed to do it, that's the Mashmois of the Losh, that you're part of anything will happen. Like it says in the Mishnah Bab Metzia. That's the first teretz of Taisus. Inami. Masnis in the Hosa Mashmalei Bishas Eitzos Zvolim. Now Taisus is the Kasha. We're going back to the first Kasha. Why did the Gemara say that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Let's say, just like Rav Nachman said that our Mishnah is speaking about Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim, maybe that's also speaking about Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim. So Taisva says, Midiktoni Hamizabel Mizabel. So the Loshin of Hamizabel Mizabel seems that it's speaking about Bishas Eitzos Volim. Now, how is it mashma like them? I think that the Loshna Mizabel means that that if a person put it out for zevel, mizavel miyad kshenasa zevel. He says, the hamizabel somehow, there's a mashmois that means that it's speaking about he's allowed to put it there to make zevel. Bishapa yisrael rishus anir shloishim yoyim. For ho da omar hamizabel mizabel, that if he puts it out to make zevel, someone should take in the zevel right away. Bekitzer, Taisva says, there's a mashmois from the Mishnah Bob Metzia that is speaking about Bishas Eitzos Volim. So therefore, the Gemara says flatly that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda.